Welcome, America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
Oh, man, what a way to get started, huh? Yeah, and the camera's frozen. Here we go again, folks. I'm telling you, it's like one of them, whatever, just little poppy things that keeps happening, and now it's back. It's here, it's gone, it's here, it's gone. Who the hell knows what's going on? I swear to God, every time I get one step ahead, I wind up taking a half a step back. Anyway, we made it. We're here, we're live, we're late, but we're here and we're live. Biden is losing it, and not for the reasons that we usually talk about. He just wanted to make a bomb. That's all. No, not Biden. This is a different story. The Chinese and America's pot. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. I literally ran up the stairs tonight to get in the studio and get everything set up and ready to go, and I'm still late. I hate being late. All right. Hey, welcome to Black Mehmet Toglu. I assume that's how you want it to be pronounced. One of our newest followers here on the show. Thank you. Be sure you hit that follow button if you are a Rumble member. It's free to become one. You just sign up and then you can follow the show. You can hit the thumbs up button. You can take part in our live chat, which is always available to you. It's right over there. Hey, Wong. Hey, Alduin Wong. Sup, Jay. Hang on, I just gotta pop out this chat. We always have the chat on the other side of the... I get used to things, and they have to be the same. I am anal retentive, or is that ADD? I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, good to see you, Alvin. All right, we got lots going on tonight. Tons of stuff happening. But we also want to tell you about one of our great sponsors. That would be Blackout Coffee. Blackout Coffee, oh man. It's right here, always by my side from morning till night. Blackout Coffee is an American company. They care about our country, our family values, our values, freedom, liberty, free speech, honesty, integrity. That's what this company is all about, in addition to making the best coffee on the planet. Seriously. They work with local co-ops and American farmers to source the best beans available, and then only they use their small batch roasting process, which means they do not roast your beans, your specific beans, until after you order. Once you order, within 48 hours, they roast them, ship them out immediately, and you've got fresh roasted coffee at your doorstep. That is what makes all the difference. They've got flavored coffees. They've got coffee pods, all these great blends, Covert, Cold Brew, Brutal Awakening, Morning Reaper, 2A, Pitch Black Espresso. They are all available at Blackout Coffee, all reasonably priced, and you will be supporting a company that supports us and our values, and there's nothing better than that. Yeah, teas also, specialty teas, some hot cocos, great flavored cocos over there. Blackout Coffee, the link is in our show notes, and be sure at checkout when you place your order, you use the promo code J20, J-A-Y-20 at checkout for 20% off your first order from Blackout Coffee. J20 is our promo code, and that'll get you that 20%. Thank you, Blackout Coffee, for being a part of this show and helping to sponsor what we do around here. We really do appreciate it. All right. On our little addendum tonight, this news article made the rounds. A self-proclaimed Hezbollah terrorist arrested at the border in Texas. Here's a picture of one of our latest illegal citizens. Yep, there he is. Oh, these are all refugees with families that are coming in. They're seeking refuge from whatever. Okay. Lebanese migrant apprehended in El Paso, Texas, reported to be a Hezbollah terrorist. The Lebanese national claimed to be headed to New York City. And he said he wanted to make a bomb. 22-year-old Basil Ebadi, Lebanese national, after being illegally entering the U.S. from Mexico near El Paso, says I'm going to try to make a bomb, Al-Badi told Border Patrol agents when asked, why did you come to the U.S.? That was his answer. I'm going to make a bomb. I kill you. They nailed him after he crossed March 9th. Agents transported him to the Hardin facility in El Paso for processing and investigations. 2 days later, he told the agents he was going to make a bomb. They moved him to isolation, contacted the Tactical Terrorism Response Team to conduct an interview. Very nice. Awonga says if Trump gets reelected, and he better start rebuilding that wall, this time twice as high, twice as thick. Among the very first things he does the minute he gets into office. During the interview, they Mirandized the guy, who later admitted to being a member of a foreign terrorist organization. Also reportedly admitted he trained with Hezbollah for 7 years and served as an active member for an additional 4 years. This guy is a tried and true, dyed in the wool, card carrying terrorist, folks, who just wanted to make a bomb, that's all. Oh, yeah. Their families seeking refuge from the desolation in their countries. I don't think so. And they continue to pour in day after day after day. That's just one we caught. How many more thousands of them are here that we haven't caught? I would assume probably a lot of them weren't so stupid as to say, I just want to make a bomb. But, you know, Hezbollah. There is a cool website I discovered called the Norman Transcript. Covers some very interesting articles. Goes very in-depth on a lot of stuff. And this one caught my eye. You know, in a lot of states now, pot, marijuana is legal, from being no worse than a traffic ticket to full-on, absolutely no law against it. Smoke wherever, as often as you like. I've told you before, I do not consider pot a drug. There are a lot of bad drugs out there doing a lot of harm to a lot of people. Pot ain't one of them. They did a brilliant campaign to try and demonize marijuana a long time ago. And now in a lot of markets across the U.S., marijuana is perfectly legal. Well, guess who's dominating the market? Oh, yeah. You don't even have to think about it. You already know the answer. Chinese organized crime. They are dominating Oklahoma's illegal medical marijuana market. Wow. Look at that. Seems like an unlikely spot for a showdown between Chinese gangsters, a marijuana farm on the prairie in Oklahoma. But Sunday evening, just last Sunday, a blue Toyota Corolla sped down a dirt gravel road in the twilight, passing hay meadows, columns of giant white turbines spinning on the horizon. The Corolla tracked, braked, and turned, headlights sweeping across the prairie grass, and entered the driveway of a 10-acre compound filled with circular huts and row after row after row of greenhouses. Entered the driveway of a 10-acre farmhouse complex. Past the ranch house, the sedan stopped outside a large detached garage. The driver, Chen Wu, burst out of the car with a 9mm in his hand. Balding and muscular, he had worked at the farm and invested in the illegal marijuana operation. Charging into the garage, Wu confronted the five men and one woman working inside. Like him, also immigrants from China. Piles of marijuana leaves cluttered the brightly lit room, covering a table stuffed into plastic bins, cardboard boxes. He aimed his gun at He Chung Chen, 56-year-old ex-convict known at the farm as the boss. Chen had a temper. He was awaiting trial in the beating and shooting of a man 2 years earlier in Oklahoma City. Before Chen could make a move, Wu shot him in the knee. Ow. Held the others at gunpoint, said Chen owes him $300,000, and told his hostages they had half an hour to get him the money. If they didn't, he'd kill them all. Both the shooter and his victim, from Fujian, coastal province, known for mafias, immigration, corruption. They come to America and joined a wave of new players rushing into the nation's billion-dollar marijuana boom. Chinese mobsters. Don't think Yakuza, that's Japanese. Chinese mobsters roam right here from state to state, harvesting drugs, cash, overwhelming law enforcement. They've got resources out the wazoo, far more than the budget of most police departments. Unbelievable. More details in the article. It's quite extensive. And it goes on to explain exactly how these mobsters come in, take over, and are basically running the marijuana market in this country. Not something you want to have happen, folks. We've legalized it. It's fine. Not a problem. The problem is who's at the top controlling the purse strings. Apparently Chinese gangsters. Ouch. If I just put the headline up there, Biden losing it, you'd think, oh, what did he do this time? He fell down. He mumbled. He got somebody's name wrong. Whatever. Nope. Nope. Now, apparently, he's losing it over re-election chances against Trump. And they say he is seething behind the scenes. It's from Red State. Good. What an idiot. New reporting about Biden. Not looking good from inside the campaign. According to NBC, Biden is angry and anxious about his re-election effort. You could just maybe give it up now, pal, because you don't have a freaking snowball's chance in hell. 20 lawmakers, past and present admin officials, and Biden allies dished on his anger about Trump, leading him in the polls. NBC, Biden's grown angry and anxious about his re-election efforts.
We are getting this new reporting about the Biden campaign and about President Biden himself and how he is taking, especially all of these polls, which show him in some cases losing to former President Trump. Basically, our reporting says that Biden has grown angry and anxious about his reelection effort. Simone, is that what you're hearing in your conversations with Democrats?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, if I were running for election against a person like Donald Trump, who has as many issues as he has and has committed as many alleged acts of criminality as he has, and I would be, and you saw polls that said I was losing to him, even I would be like, well, what is going on here in America?
Yeah, okay. Private meeting at the White House. Allies of the president just told him his poll numbers in Michigan and Georgia had dropped because of his handling of the war between Israel and Hamas. Both battle state grounds. he narrowly won 4 years ago. Won. And now we see him throwing Israel and Netanyahu under the bus. Yep. It's not about humanity. It's not about who's right or who's wrong. It's all about whether or not you're going to vote for him and he can get reelected. Here's a related story. It's in our show notes. Why is President Biden helping Hamas? Recent foreign policy memos, rather baffling. By any rational standard, they are undermining Israel and helping Hamas. Biden caught on a hot mic following his State of the Union address, telling Democrat Senator Michael Bennett from Colorado that Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu were going to have a come to Jesus meeting. Honestly, what is this guy thinking? First of all, it's a kind of a weird comment that he would invite Netanyahu to a come to Jesus meeting. Maybe a come to Moses meeting or a come to Abraham meeting, but certainly not a come to Jesus moment. Second of all, the president cannot dictate to the prime minister of Israel, a sovereign country. Its entire history has been a series of heroic victories in which it had to rely on its own courage and ingenuity to provide for its people's security. The U.S. historically had been an ally of Israel throughout the Suez Canal in 1956, intervened decisively against an Israeli victory. The U.S. can only advise. It cannot dictate. So why? I'll tell you why. Because of the previous story. Detroit, huge Muslim population. So what's Biden doing? What? I'm losing points in Detroit, in Michigan? I better not come out so strong against Hamas. I might even want to look like I'm helping to support them. Because you don't matter, your life doesn't matter, your family doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is power. And the way you get power is to get reelected. And that's it. Once you realize that all they care about is the power. It's not even the money. The money comes with the power. Awonga says, my prediction, definitely Trump being reelected. No way Biden would win. Well, there is a way, sadly, the same way he did in 2020, and that is if they cheat again. They will try. I'm sure the plans are already underway. We've got to be smarter than them. There's a new Finnish study out. If you are one of the woke people, you might want to think again. Because if you are one of the woke, according to this study, you are more likely to be unhappy, anxious, and depressed. I've never heard such good news in my whole life. Why are so many people on the left, especially those on the wrong side of the nutcase, dividing the label woke, so angry all the time? You've seen the TikTok videos, these crazy purple-haired morons. There are exceptions, of course. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I'm sure there are. But so many of these people just seem to be angry at everything and everybody about anything and everything. Well, out of Finland now, we have an actual scientific study confirming that woke people were measurably more unhappy, anxious, and depressed. Wow. All you got to do is spend 5 minutes on X or Twitter or TikTok, and you can probably guess what study author Oskari Lateman found when he studied the topic. The assertion that all of this discourse, and we have to use that word in the broadest possible sense, originates right here in the U.S. Not surprising. Sad, but not surprising. An intriguing aspect of the study. This gets a little wonky, but they explored the relationship between critical social justice and mental well-being. They found a correlation between higher agreement with critical social justice attitudes and increased reports of anxiety and depression. Wow. This digs deep into this study, which is great. If you want to know more about it, read it. The bottom line up front, if you are woke, there is science now that says there is a reason why you are more depressed, why you are more anxious, and why you are an idiot. Oh, man. Hey, do you protect yourself when you're online? You should, you know. There are so many people out there these days doing everything they can to get your data, your information, your privacy, your private personal data, your friends and contacts. And you know the best way to protect that is with a VPN. NordVPN is the one I recommend. There's lots of VPNs out there. Study them, go check them out, and then buy yourself a package from NordVPN. You'll get 63% off on our Jay Sheldon Show special deal when you use the link in our show notes, and 3 months free for a friend. It's only $3.99 a month, less than a cup of coffee. Wow. When you're online, you shouldn't have to worry about your data, your information being stolen. But if you're not using a VPN, it can be and likely will be. Take a look at the comparison. Connection speeds, how many servers they've got. Tracker and ad blockers. NordVPN includes all this stuff. And here's one of the best parts of this deal. With a single NordVPN account, you can connect up to 6 devices. You, your spouse, maybe your parents. You know, those old folks out there are still online, but they don't, you know, they're really not all that, most of them not that tech savvy. And you don't have to be either. With NordVPN, it couldn't be simpler. You fire up the app, you press one button, and you're protected. NordVPN, use the link in our show notes, get that amazing deal. Very cheap. It's a special birthday deal right now going on when you use the link from the Jay Sheldon Show down there in our show notes. NordVPN. Thanks, Nord, for being a part of the show. All right. Got one more for you. It's just purely visual, but it's purely beautiful. You've seen the, you know what? I'm going to get a copyright, so I better tone this music down. You've seen the video of schools of fishes where they look like one big giant fish. A diver went into the water to shoot them and wound up being completely engulfed in this school of whatever sort. I think it's sardines. This is absolutely beautiful and absolutely amazing. Watch this. Look at that. Wow. Wow. Imagine what she must be seeing inside there. That is incredible. Wow! Absolutely beautiful. I saw that, I thought, man, I gotta share that out with my audience. Fantastic. That's incredible. All right. Al Awongus 123. I guess I'm woke. Been unhappy, anxious, and oppressed these days. Got rejected by a crush and saw that she got a boyfriend now. And she doesn't talk or text to me anymore. Fish in the sea, pal. Just like that last video. There's a bunch of them out there. I know it feels like she's the only one, but she ain't. There's a lot of fish in the sea. So go for it. Find somebody new. Oh, it's book time, isn't it? Yeah. All right. We're getting through the Five Little Peppers. We've been reading books on this show for the longest time. We do that to encourage you to read, get your kids to read, make sure that you get yourself out there and pick up a book. Read it. We do classic children's literature, and we've been doing the Five Little Peppers. We're about, I think, about halfway through this book. So let's continue on now with a new chapter. It's called Safe. They found Phronsie, by the way. It's all right, little prince, the boy added encouragingly to the big dog, who, lifting his noble head, had turned two big eyes steadily on Ben. He's all right. Lie down again. Then, flinging himself down on the grass, he told Ben how he came to rescue Phronsie. Prince and I were out for a stroll, said he. I live over in Hingham, pointing to the pretty little town just a short distance before them in the hollow. That is, laughingly, I do this summer. Well, we were out strolling along about a mile below here on the crossroad, and all of a sudden, just as if they sprung up out of the ground, I saw a man with an organ and a monkey and a little girl coming across the road. She was crying, and as soon as Prince saw that, he gave a growl. And then the man saw us, and he looked so mean and cringing, I knew there must be something wrong. So I inquired of him what he was doing. With that, the little girl looked up and begged so with her eyes, and all of a sudden broke away from him and ran towards me screaming. I want Polly. Well, the man sprang after her, and I tell you, here the boy forgot his caution and about waking Phronsie. We went for him, Prince and I. Prince is a noble fellow. Here the dog's ears twitched very perceptively. And he kept at that man. Oh, how he bit him. Had to run for fear the monkey would get killed. Was Phronsie frightened? Ben asked. She's never seen strangers. Not a bit, the boy said cheerily. She just clung to me like everything. I only wish she was my sister, he added impulsively. What were you going to do with her if I hadn't come along? Well, I got out on the main road, said the boy, because I thought anybody who'd lost her would probably come through this way. But if somebody hadn't come, I was going to carry her into Hingham, and the father and I had to contrive some way to do. Well, said Ben as the boy finished, fastened his bright eyes on him, somebody did come along, and now I must get her home as fast as I can for poor Mammy and Polly. Well, said Ben, as the boy finished, fastening his bright eyes upon him. The big dog moved away a step or two, but kept his eyes still on Phronsie. There, said the boy brightly, as they laid the child on the wagon seat. Now, when you get in, you can hold her head. That's it, he added, seeing them both fixed to his satisfaction. But still, Ben lingered. Thank you, he tried to say. I know, laughed the boy. It's only Prince instead of me, and He pulled forward the big black creature who'd followed faithfully down the hill to see the last of it. "To the front, sir, there. We're coming to see you," he continued, "if you'll let us. Where do you live?" "Oh, do come," said Ben, lightening up, for he was feeling he just couldn't bear to look on his last on the merry, honest face. "Anybody'll tell you where Mrs. Pepper lives." "Is she a Pepper?" asked the boy, laughing and pointing to the unconscious little heap in the wagon. "And are you a Pepper?" "Yes," said Ben, laughing too. "There are five of us besides Mother." "Jolly! Well, that's something like. Goodbye. Come on, Prince." Then away home to Mother. Phronsie never woke up, never turned over, until she was put, a little pink sleepy heap, into her mother's arms. Joel was there, crying bitterly at the forlorn search. The testy old gentleman in the seat opposite had relented and ordered the coach about and brought him home in an outburst of grief when all hope was gone. And one after another, they'd all come back, disheartened, to this distracted mother. Polly along, clung to hope. "Ben'll bring her, Mammy. I know God will let him," she whispered. But when Ben did bring her, Polly, for the second time in her life, tumbled over in a gasp into old Mrs. Bascom's lap. Home and Mother. Little Phronsie slept all that night straight through. The neighbors came in softly with awe-struck visages, stole into the bedroom to look at the child, and as they crept out again, thoughts of their own little ones tugged at their hearts. And then the tears would drop, unheeded. Phronsie's back! Our next chapter is called New Friends, and we will have that for you coming up on tomorrow's show. So be sure and join us as we continue on with The Five Little Peppers and How They Grew. Is that how you found your wife? No. All right. Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball. He passed away, huh? R.I.P. Akira Toriyama, creator of Dragon Ball. May his soul be training with King Kai now. Oh, sad news. All right. Hey, thanks so much for popping by. We will see you again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Tomorrow it's hump day. All right. Can't wait. Thanks. Be sure and hit that follow button. Give us a thumbs up. And we will see you all again tomorrow.
You just heard The Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.